It's Radio Munson here on WGLT Normal, Illinois, a service of Illinois State University. I'm glad you're along, wherever you are this evening. Another hour to go. Here's drummer Kenny Clark and Francie Boland, a pianist and arranger, and their big band with Johnny One Note. One note, I'll tell you though, it was a heck of a note. That was Kenny Clark and Francie Boland and their big band. Kenny is playing the drums, Francie Boland playing piano, and he's the guy who did the arrangement. Hour number two of Radio Munson. You reach me, you know, at don@wglt.org. You can do that any old time. I'm glad you're listening wherever you are. Next week, it's, of course, Christmas Eve music, music to unwrap presents by. And 2 weeks from tonight, we're going to replay the Sinatra 100th birthday show that we did a week ago, although we had some technical difficulties a week ago, so some folks did not hear the first 20 minutes of the program. So we're just going to play the whole shebang again on New Year's Eve. Here's a song that that Johnny Mercer spent most of his later years telling people he did not write. You know, you could almost tell a Johnny Mercer lyric, and people forget that Johnny Mercer was quite a singer as well. He was a recording executive as well. He was one of the co-founders of Capitol Records, one of the great labels. But Johnny Mercer really knew how to sell a song. And a lot of the songs that he sold, of course, were those that he had written. But this is a song, now I forget who did write the lyrics, but it wasn't Johnny Mercer. Everybody just assumed it was his lyric, but it was not. Anyway, he did this song on his own label on Capitol Records with Joe Stafford and the Pied Pipers and Paul Weston's orchestra.
seeing, great world to be in, sunshine brightly, breeze blowing lightly.
Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay, my oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine head my way, zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay.
Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder,
it's the truth, it's action, everything is satisfaction. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay, wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Fine, how are you?
Fine, how are you? Making a dollar a minute.
Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine head my way. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay.
Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder,
it's the truth,
it's actual,
everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay.
Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder,
it is the truth, it's actual,
everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling head my way. What a wonderful zippity-doo-da day.
Johnny Mercer with the Pied Pipers and Paul Weston's orchestra. From a movie that Disney produced called Song of the South, a movie that in more recent times, and even at the time, has been described by some as a racist movie. And it's pretty hard to find a DVD of that, I'm told. I remember being taken to the movie by my parents, and I liked it. But in retrospect, I agree with the critics. I'm Don Munson. We're here till 9 o'clock Central Time. On Radio Munson. Here's a thing that Ann Hampton Callaway has recorded, featuring the great talking trombonist, Wycliffe Gordon.
Comes a rainstorm, put your rubbers on your feet. Comes a snowstorm, you can get a little heat. Comes love, nothing can be done. Comes a fire, then you know just what to do. Blow a tire, you can buy another shoe. Comes love, nothing can be done. Don't try hiding, 'cause there isn't any use. You'll start sliding when your heart turns on the juice. Comes a day, comes a toothache, see your dentist right away. Comes love, nothing can be done. Comes a mousy, well you can chase it with a broom, but comes along, nothing can be done. That's all, brother. If you have ever been in love, that's all, sister. Comes depression, you might get another break, but comes love, nothing can be done, nothing can be done, nothing, nothing can be done.
Boy, the guy's something else, isn't he? Wycliffe Gordon playing that trombone with Ann Hampton Callaway here on Radio Munson. That song's been around since the late 1930s, but I don't think I've ever heard a recording of it to match that. Here are four guys who make a lot of music together, a couple of Brits and a couple of Americans. The Brits are Alden Elsden, who plays cornet, and John Barnes, a great baritone saxophonist, who plays clarinet this time. Marty Gross on guitar and Murray Wall on bass, and All I Do Is Dream of You. We'll be right back. That's Larry Elgart's band, and not Les Elgart. His brother Larry had a band for a while. Larry played in Les Elgart's band, played alto saxophone, sometimes soprano sax, but had his own band there for a while, and they are the ones that recorded Mountain Greenery. We're just a little ways up Dove Mountain, and we do see some greenery out there, although I'm telling you, I can look over to the next mountain range here just outside of Tucson, Arizona, the Santa Catalina Mountains, and I see some white stuff up there on Mount Lemmon, one of the I think it's the southernmost ski resort in the United States, at the top of Mount Lemmon. Just people in Tucson in the summertime drive up Mount Lemmon just to cool off a little bit. Earlier this week, I think it was just a couple of days ago, the road was closed up to Mount Lemmon. They'd had some snow up there. I'm looking at the extended forecast for both Bloomington Normal and Tucson, Arizona, the two places where we have the most listeners, and it's looking good all the way into Christmas Day, actually. In central Illinois, temperatures are finally going to get up to the end of the 50s again, and it looks like they're going to remain there into Christmas. Maybe some precip on Christmas Day in the long-term forecast, but it would be rain, not snow, with temperatures somewhere in the 50s. Here in Tucson, pretty much the same thing. Temperatures maybe a little bit warmer than that, and we'll top 70 a couple of days, and we could get some rain shower activity maybe on Christmas Eve. But again, that's 10 days away, and we know those guys are guessing about that, don't we? Still unseasonably cold here in Tucson this evening, and pretty chilly in Bloomington Normal as well. So we'll invite Julie London in.
Cuddle up a little closer, baby mine. Cuddle up and be my little clinging vine. Like to feel your cheek so rosy, like to make you comfy, cozy. 'Cause I love from head to toesy, baby mine. Cheek so rosy, like to make you comfy, cozy. 'Cause I love from head to toesy, baby.
That's Julie London. I hope you're cuddled up here this evening listening to Radio Munson. I'm Don. We're here on Thursday nights. We're just, by here, I mean just a little ways up Dove Mountain, just outside of Tucson, Arizona, in our lavishly appointed studios out here, Radio Munson West. If you listen closely, you can hear the doors slamming around here. We're here till 9 o'clock Central Time, that would be. I got interested because somebody showed me a link that I could use to find what the number one song was on any given day, and it specialized in telling you what the most popular song was in America on the day you were born. So I took that link to heart, and I checked it out. I clicked on it, and I found out that this song, this recording, was the number one song in America on the day I was born in 1941. It's the alto saxophonist Jimmy Dorsey and Bob Eberle and Helen O'Connell, his two great singers.
Your green eyes with their soft lights, your eyes that promised sweetness bring to my soul a longing, a thirst for love divine. In dreams I seem to hold you, to find you and enfold you. Our lips meet and our hearts too, with a thrill so sublime. Those cool and limpid green eyes, a pool wherein my love lies. So deep that in my searching for happiness I fear that they will ever hold me. They'll taunt me, but will they ever want me? Green eyes, make my dream come true.
O'Connell with Bob Eberle and Jimmy Dorsey's band from 1940. Actually, I don't think I'd ever before, as many times as I'd looked up what song was popular on such and such a date, had ever investigated what song was number one on the day I was born. That was it. Anyway, there's a website you can go to find that out. And I was taken aback a little bit when, after I found that out, then this website asked me another question. And the question was, would you like to know what song your parents danced to 9 months to the day earlier than the day you were born, if you know what I mean? And so I hesitated a little bit. I'm thinking, is that TMI? Too much information? Well, I finally pushed the button. I clicked the clicker, and there it is. There it was. I was born on September 26, 1941, but it was December 26th in 1940 when Artie Shaw's band had a number one hit with Frenesy. Thank you. Artie Shaw's band and Frenesy, the song that was number one in the country exactly to the day, 9 months before I was born. If you want to do that research, I have the link posted on the Radio Munson Facebook page. Here's John Sheridan's Dream Band with Becky Kilgore.
It's light. If you ain't sure, you might. Gotta be this or that. If it ain't full, it's blank. If you don't spend, you bank. If it ain't bang, it's frank. Gotta be this or that. Who can it be if it ain't me? I know it's not your mother. Can't you see it's got to be one way or the other? Tell me what I must know. If you don't like, I'll go. If it ain't yes, it's no. Gotta be this or that. It's new. If it ain't me, it's you. If it ain't much, it's few. Gotta be this or that. If it ain't sea, it's land. If you ain't praised, you're panned. If it ain't fresh, it's canned. It's gotta be this
or that. Who can it be if it ain't me? I know it's not your mother. Can you see it's got to be one way or the other? Tell me what I must know. If you don't like, I'll go. If it ain't yes, it's no. Gotta be this or that. Gotta be this or that. Gotta be this or that.
That's Larry Clinton's band with the venerable Johnson Rag here on Radio Munson. We're almost out of time this evening. We're heading into the home stretch. I'm glad you've been along for the ride. Hope you've been along for most of it. Evening Jazz continues after an NPR news check at the top of the hour on GLT. Here's a venerable singer, K-Star, a refugee from the big band era. She came up with Charlie Barnett's band, and she's still singing. She's 93 years old, lives in Bel Air, California, and still can sell a song. K-Star.
Maybe I'm right, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm weak, and maybe I'm strong. But nevertheless, I'm in love with blues, but nevertheless I'm in love. I'm in love with you. Somehow I know at a glance the terrible chances I'm taking. Yes, it was fine at the start. I was left with a heart that is breaking.
Star came from a Native American reservation in the state of Oklahoma, I believe. Started her career with Charlie Barnett and still singing at age 93 in Southern California. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson. I don't see how we could let this evening go by without playing something from Leon Redbone. Redbone was established as a great recording artist, although people knew very little about him by 1994, and he recorded an album called Whistling in the Wind. Frank Vignola is playing some guitar, and John Eli is playing steel guitar for the unmistakable voice of Leon Redbone.
I'm so blue, I don't know what to do. All day through, I'm pining just for you. I did wrong when I let you go away, but now I grieve about you night and day. I'm unhappy and dissatisfied, but I'd be happy if I had you by my side. If I could be with you, I'd love you strong. If I could be with you, I'd love you long. I want you to know that I wouldn't go until I told you, honey, that I loved you so. If I could be with you 1 hour tonight, if I was free to do the things I might, I'm telling you true, be anything but blue if I could be with you. Told you, honey, that I love you so. if I could be with you 1 hour tonight. If I was free to do the things I might, I'm telling you true, be anything but blue if I could be with you. Oh, if I could be
Leon Redbone, bless his heart, and if I could be with you 1 hour tonight. Well, I get 2 hours with you, but they're almost completed here on this 17th day of December. December the 17th? My golly. Steve Tarter, the business editor of the Peoria Journal-Star, posted an article this past weekend on Sunday that had to do with CDs that you could download or might be recommended for Christmas giving to somebody else or to yourself. And I suggested the two CD series of music from the HBO hit series Boardwalk Empire. One of the tracks in that is Leon Redbone accompanied by Vince Giordano's Nighthawks, who are everywhere on the album. I'm going to do something by Vince Giordano's Nighthawks from that Boardwalk Empire album. Kathy Breyer does the vocal, and Andy Stein plays the fiddle for Vince.
There'll be a change in the weather, a change in the sea. From now on, there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name.
Out of the 1920s, they made some changes. That's Kathy Breyer singing with the Vince Giordano Nighthawk organization. Kathy's only about 40 years old. Sounds much older, doesn't she? I guess it's because the song is so old. Well, here we are, just a week away from Christmas Eve. I'll have some great holiday music for you next Thursday evening as you're unwrapping gifts. You going to get home for Christmas? I know you are. At least if you don't, you'll be there in spirit, right? With the Basie Band, this is Tony Bennett.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams.
That's Tony Bennett there with the Basie Band on Radio Munson. Boy, I hope you get home for Christmas. Right now, the driving situation looks pretty good here in Arizona, and maybe more importantly to you, through the Midwest, through Christmas Eve, maybe a little rain on Christmas Day. Of course, that's an extended forecast, still 10 days away. All that can change. We'll hope for the best. And we'll hope to see you back here next Thursday night. You know, we're going to do this Christmas Eve show. We'll do that from just a little ways up Dove Mountain, just outside of Tucson, Arizona, on WGLT Normal, Illinois, a service of Illinois State University. So I say thank you for listening to Radio Munson tonight. Be safe as you get home for Christmas. I'll see you on Christmas Eve.